Hi, this is Romil from Auroville Radio, and we are in conversation again with Earth and Us. We welcome Earth and Us to share yet another creative project they are coming up with. In fact, it's been going on for long, and we want to speak to them. How is it going, and what is the future about it? First of all, welcome to Auroville Radio, Min.
Thank you, Romil. Thank you so much for talking to us again. We are really delighted to share some of the new projects that we are working on. And we hope that these projects have an impact in Auroville only, not only in Auroville, but also across the country.
So we have this new idea we are going and doing in Auroville Radio. So I'll start with that. Can you share us some good news for Earth and Us before we start our interview?
So the good news is that as part of the 50th anniversary, Earth and Us, along with some very interesting Auroville units and Aurovillians, we are going to try and create a new system of mobility in Auroville, which will promote electric vehicles. We will create electric charging stations. And in addition to that, we are going to move more and more towards a solution where noise making, pollution making, dust making vehicles are requested to park outside of Auroville and are provided different solutions which are in line with our vision and our charter.
Wow. Your ideas always bring a smile to our face. And continuing this same trend, we are here to discuss about your happiness project. So
yes.
Happiness workshop. Can you share a little detail about what is it and what are we doing? First of all, the concept itself, happiness, is brilliant to start with, please.
Yes. So Earth and Us essentially is an organization that is interested in promoting sustainable living. That's at the heart of our organization. Now, why do people engage in activities which are sometimes not so sustainable, are not good for the planet or other living beings? And if you go deeper into it, one realizes that stems from this assumption that consuming more will make you happy. That is what we all think. And thankfully, the science of happiness in the last 20 years has evolved significantly. And what's the most interesting thing about this science that is evolving is it aligns very well with the principles of spirituality, of many of the values and traditions that have been talked about in many cultures, particularly in India. And so now we have the science behind these principles of how to be happy. So our idea is to get people to understand that happiness is a skill and you can learn it. And in addition to that, you need, of course, basic needs to be covered. You need shelter, you need food, you need security, if you like, and clothing. But after having these basic needs met, any further material consumption may not lead to more happiness. The next level of happiness may come from different aspirations that we have. And if we just keep accumulating more and more wealth, it may not lead to more happiness. But if we start to understand what our next level of needs are and address them, this is Maslow's pyramid, by the way, then we may be able to acquire deeper and more lasting happiness by doing different things, which we can go into later maybe. And also the happiness that we are talking about is not the kind of happiness which is transitory, which is ephemeral. We're talking about happiness which stays with you for a much longer time. And when we all are on our deathbeds, we all die one day. This happiness, what we talk about, is when you are on your deathbed, when you reflect on your life, it brings smile to your face. It makes you feel that you had a fulfilling life, a useful life, which was also of benefit to others.
Not only a sustainable living lifestyle, but a sustainable happiness.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
The brilliance of this is how you are bringing science into emotions and what is our daily need. We live for our emotions and how you're going technically about it. So, digging more into the workshop, how long have you been conducting this workshop? I believe this is mainly targeted for the corporates and for the colleges or universities or even more, please.
So, we have been researching on happiness for almost 10 years now. We started doing happiness sessions for students who come to Oroville as short sessions, a workshop of 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes a lecture. And through those lectures and workshops, a model has emerged. And now we have a framework which we think is very aligned to the upcoming science of happiness. The reason we are focusing now on the corporates is because we think we have to engage with them. We think that if the corporates and the people who work in the corporate, some of them are not very happy with the life they lead right now. If they get a deeper understanding of how their mind works and how happiness works for them, because all of us are in the end trying to become happier, then maybe they may look at their work differently and maybe they will even navigate their corporations in a different direction. So that is why we are targeting corporates. Also, young people are very interesting. They are our future. If they understand how their mind works, happiness works, they may choose careers or work areas which will help them build that and may not have to go through experiences that some of us had to go through to understand how, you know, how to be more happy.
Wow. I think this is ingenious. This just shows how a small step can actually lead to a bigger revolution. I really appreciate what you're sharing with us. And as a curiosity of everyone who listens to the radio or anyone in general, everyone wants to know, where is the creativity coming from? You know, how are you designing these workshops and what is the source of inspiration? And this is such a out of commonplace that you're doing. So
I think there are two parts to this question. One is, where are all these different ideas, including happiness, coming from? So the answer to that question is that it comes from a space of need in the community. Also a space of how to express oneself that is in the benefit of mankind. And thankfully, we have a very amazing team. And all of them, all of us are aligned and passionate about sustainable living. And because we are all from different backgrounds, all of us approach it in a different way. And this synthesis of diversity sometimes leads to interesting ideas. And we are very committed in action. So whatever ideas we have, we try to implement them. And the second part of the question is, where did this happiness workshop come from? So it came from a very deep personal experience of being unhappy for a long time. While I was working in companies, I was successful in a professional way, and yet not happy. So that led me to a quest of what's going on. You know, this is what everyone told me and many others, my colleagues, that if you do well in exams, if you get a good career, if you work for a large corporation, if you have a good salary, a good position, eventually you will become happy. And I tried to achieve all of that, and at the end I did. And after all of that, I found there was a void inside of me. And this void was not easy to understand. I could not quite grasp why this was happening. And that led to a quest which, through research and practicing on oneself, experimenting on oneself, we came up with this model of happiness workshop.
Passion, commitment, and dedication definitely leads to creation of so many beautiful thoughts, but also, as you just shared with us, a personal experience.
Yes.
That can change. If you really look inside, we have all the solutions. and we need sincerity to really bring it out.
Absolutely.
And what is amazing about this workshop, I feel, is how you are targeting to what is the developing world all about. We are now moving into a world of corporate citizens, and more people are engaging, they are devoting their entire life to satisfying corporate life, and
yes,
they might actually miss out, as you just said, they might miss out on a journey which they feel is leading somewhere, but it might really not.
Yes.
So it sounds very fantastic. Can you share with us some feedback? How are the corporates receiving this? Like, what are they thinking about it? And
so we have not done many corporate workshops yet. Our focus has been the youth so far. We have now two new groups emerging from our work that we have done. One is we are getting a lot of interest from the corporates. So not just for management staff, but also shop floor staff. So recently we are in discussions with a very large Irish power group. They produce power equipment in Pondicherry. And they've asked us to engage with their shop floor staff and their management staff and make them understand how to deal with stress and also about sustainability through happiness workshop. We are also now engaged with the government of Madhya Pradesh. We have done some work for them already, but now we are going to Bhopal in the next couple of weeks to do a workshop with, it's a day-long workshop. Our model is essentially a day-long workshop in 2 days, which is what we call them. DIP is 1 day workshop and DIVE is 2 days workshop. And we, if required, we do only also shorter sessions. This Bhopal workshop is a 1 day workshop, and we are engaging with education officers, urban development officers, and some staff of the happiness ministry themselves. So there's a happiness ministry in Madhya Pradesh, and we have been trying to engage with them for some time now. Our objective is through these workshops to make a strategic partnership with the Ministry of Happiness and enable them to bring the values of happiness and sustainability in all their departments in Madhya Pradesh, government departments, not just the ministry itself, but also education department, health, commerce and industry, agriculture. How can we create policies that enables people to be more happy rather than more consumer-oriented citizens?
Wow. Yeah, DIP and DIVE into happiness.
Yes.
And with every innovation is an uphill task.
Yes.
And I feel more creative you are, more energy it requires for you to introduce it to people, to bring it into their life.
Yes.
But what is amazing to understand is that how, when someone is going to realize this happiness workshop through you, then they take it into their family and have then take it into the market or into the world, and just it just leads from one point to the other, and it can be a good starting point for all of us.
Absolutely. So the idea is that because the techniques are very simple, actually, there is nothing extraordinary about the tools, because the tools are something that our parents must have told us, we must have read in the books. This is a concerted effort to bring all of those tools and techniques together on one platform, and then make people understand that how, by making simple changes in their lives, they can adopt these tools. So it's very easy for them to spread, and we want them to spread, like you said, that once you go to the workshop like this, hopefully you talk about this to your friends and family, and they see you practice it, they see you in a better state of mind and more happy. Hopefully they will adopt some of that, and as a collective society, hopefully that will lead to more happiness in general.
Well, if we sit and think, we can actually reach to the moon. So why not sit and think how to reach happiness?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And I just came across that, as you just mentioned, you're working with now on the Madhya Pradesh government, and so happy to know they have a happiness ministry. It just proves to show that, you know, the idea is contagious. It's growing.
Yes.
Everyone is thinking on the same plane.
Yes.
So you just did one workshop with Rajiv Gandhi College.
Yes.
I believe. How was your experience there?
So we worked with some 150 students over 3 days, and the staff of two colleges, One is Rajiv Gandhi College, the other is Postgraduate Girls College, just across the road in Mandsaur city, which is in Madhya Pradesh. And it was really amazing to see that some of these things people, of course, had heard about or practiced in their past, but they were able to make the connection of how this practice can change their mindset and make them happier. And what we focus on more, the most actually, is that, okay, there are lots of discussions around, okay, we should do this, we should do that. Oh, these tools are very interesting. What we focus on is, how do I, in my context today, adopt these things in my lifestyle? So there's a lot of focus on that. So we conducted, after conducting the workshops, of course, we asked for feedback. There was a good amount of positive feedback. And then we also asked them to fill out a questionnaire after several days. And what was interesting was this stuck with people. And people talked about how they have changed their behavior, which is now sustaining for a longer period because they were asked to make a commitment in the workshop.
Ah, okay. Super. Commit to be happy.
Commit to be happy, yeah. By adopting simple tools,
yeah.
Yes.
Super.
This is very, the question that you ask is very important. It's not just committing to be happy for yourself. The moment with these tools you become happy, it is impossible that you will make others unhappy. The whole idea is that you emanate happiness for yourself and others. And it's contagious. So then you get it back. It's like sowing seeds which will yield into large plants. So you're sowing happiness and it returns manifold back to you.
Now, once you taste it, how can you go back?
Absolutely. Again, very important point. Once you taste some of these things, it is addictive. But it takes some time. It takes effort. That is the most important thing to understand, that it cannot happen by itself. We need some training of the mind. It's like going to a gym. Your brain is just like any other muscle. So when you go to the gym, the first few days are very painful. It takes a lot more effort to make a couple of push-ups or to lift some weights. But gradually your body starts to like it. And then you can't live without going to the gym, right? Because it gives you something back. And you can see the growth in your body. Similarly, once you start to practice these things, in the beginning it's hard, but then you start to see the results. And then you can't live without them. And then, of course, it becomes a regular behavior.
Wow, speaking of such core values, it will be interesting to understand who are the faculties involved in this, conducting this workshop, and who travels with you, and who are part of the team?
So, right now we have a team of three people. It's myself, it's Vijay Matthew, who is one of the leaders of Earth in Us, and Gunjan Siddha, who is a very close friend of mine, and he is an amazing person. So he lives in Pune, but he's part of conducting these workshops.
Okay. So for people who are listening to this, and maybe they have an inspiration to maybe introduce this into further their network, can you explain to us how are these workshops funded, who pays for it, or what can be done if they want to conduct something in their network?
So, first of all, if they want to do these workshops, we can train them at a very low cost because the idea has to spread. We are not funded by any large agency. So some of these things we do at a fee so that we can generate revenue and do 60% of our work, as you know, is pro bono. So we have to make funds somewhere so that we can keep our office going. Once they have acquired those skills, they can themselves become trainers and go on and train people. We highly recommend that this workshop, if it is not for people who cannot afford at all, should not be done pro bono. There should be a small fee. And the fee should be there to make people committed to this. Otherwise, they don't take it seriously. This is our experience. But of course, if you're doing it with village kids, it should be free. Absolutely free. If you're doing it for volunteers who don't make money themselves, this should be free. But if it is being done for people who have a source of income, they should be asked to contribute, because then they become serious about it. This is how the world works, unfortunately. So there should be a price tag on it, and it should be a reasonable price tag depending on the corporate you're working with. Generally, we recommend that if you're doing this training program, a workshop, you should not take more than 30 people, because it takes that intensity to make sure that everybody is getting engaged, is getting involved, and is able to participate, and you are able to give attention to everybody in the group for their personal journey.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense to introduce this point, because when you are involving aspects, you're committing yourself. It's just human nature.
Yes.
And it would be kind of a disadvantage for them to lose out on the value because they are not engaging their mind.
Right.
This is just human nature, and we totally understand it. And the corporates definitely can understand the value, not in materialistically, but what really they are bringing into their life.
Right.
So, bringing all of this into one capsule, we would like to understand where is this going? What is the mission behind this project? And also, what is the future with Earth and Us we can expect? What do we see? What is happening?
So, we don't plan too far in the future. We're just excited for doing things that are coming our way, and that keeps us going. So the future for Happiness Workshops is that we will scale it to the point where there are a larger number of people who are doing it. We don't see this as something that we will hold on to. We would like it to become a movement, and then that's it. We will also do it, but hopefully others will also do it. So that's the future, that it becomes more democratic and spreads. It should. The future of Earth and Us is dependent on the people who are currently at Earth and Us. So we are driven by their passion and deeper values. So all our projects actually are a collective team effort. And so we don't know where we will all go together. But we constantly are trying to figure out where we can have the largest impact with the small set of people that we are and the limited resources that we have. So whatever comes our way, we will try and do that to promote sustainable living and a healthier planet.
This is an open invitation for anyone who wants to train themselves to be happy and also get trained to spread this happiness not only in their lives but everywhere they live and in their network. So it's brilliant talking to you, Minaj, always. It's very inspiring to know your thoughts and how you think and what's going on in your brain. And we hope we keep talking to you again and again with new initiatives. So, of course, we can reach Earth and Us in their website, earthandus.org.
Correct.
Any other contact details if you want to share?
We are very strong on Facebook. So if you just type Earth and Us or Shared Transport Service or Name Tree or Library of Things, they are all different pages on Facebook. You can reach us through that also. And I am once again very grateful for Oroville Radio and you to come and talk to us. Much appreciated. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Minaj. And we'll definitely catch up soon again.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.